Republican Senator John McCain was here, following talks with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. He's hopeful a strategic partnership agreement between the two countries could be finally within reach.
We hope that it will be agreed to sooner, as soon as possible, so that we can get about the business of making the proper arrangements for a long-term American presence.
Welcome to the Lost American, podcast number 15. Yeah, that tune right there, Pearl Jam, Why Go Home, that is basically American attitude with their military. Why go home? Why can't we just stay here forever? I mean, these countries that we're in, they just must love us, no? That is American standard, foreign military standard. Wherever we go, we never return from. Wherever we go, we never come back. We're always there. And we always have to pay for it. Just crazy. Anyway, first thing I'd like to speak about. Last podcast number 14, I think it was 14C, I kind of did a little bit of ranting and raving again against the police force. Law enforcement officials. And I had some emails regarding this. And some of these emails were just, you know, claiming that the police as a whole do a good job at what they do. They are out there to protect and to serve. This is only a case of a few bad apples. And this is the common response to anyone unhappy with the way the police force has been moving within the last decade, have becoming more aggressive, more totalitarianism. But the usual feedback to that or argument against that is that it's only a few bad apples. I wish I really could believe that. But if that really is true, then we'll just take the case that I talked about last week, about the dog. Now, I think, I don't have the video right in front of me, but if I remember correctly, there were either three or four officers surrounding the man with the dog. It could have been three or four, I'm not sure. But the one officer who took his gun out and shot three or four times, if it's only one bad apple, then what are those other two police officers doing there? Watching it happen? Are they helping? No. This is a thin blue line here. You dare not cross it. If it's only one bad or a few bad apples, well then these few bad apples would be forced out of policing altogether, no? I mean, if everyone else around them are quote-unquote good, well, then they would come together and gang up against these bad apples and force them out of the system. But apparently that doesn't happen. I mean, I can't believe it's a few bad apples. That does not calculate. It's more than a few. This is common practice nowadays in the police force. This is common practice. So I would have to contradict that argument or counter that argument by saying that no, it's not just a few bad apples. It's just a few good cops that are, their backs are up against the wall because everyone else in the force would oust them if they were to stand up and say, hey, what you are doing is wrong. This man is on the floor, handcuffed. Stop kicking him. I mean, that would be a good police officer. And yet, I've never seen it. I think we've seen it one time, a woman police officer. But other than that, you never see that. You see, all these videos of police brutality, police shooting and killing unarmed individuals and animals, and not one of them do you see any of the other officers which are there at that time trying to put a stop to it. Most of the times they're escalating it or building a perimeter around the incident to secure the scene. So I don't think it's just a few bad apples. And if you disagree, well then, like these other people, send me an email, thelostamerican@yahoo.com, and I will definitely speak about it. So, anyway, back to the purpose of this podcast, which is, I don't really know, a bunch of things. First, let's take a look at this.
Jack Carter devastated his teenage son behind bars for months, facing up to 10 years in prison. Carter is now getting help, a new legal team taking the case for free. We spoke to attorney Donald Flannery just after meeting his client for the first time.
He's distraught, he's confused, he's sad. You know, this is somebody who has never been to jail before.
Justin Carter arrested in February, charged with making a terroristic threat a felony. The alleged threat says his father came after Justin played the online multiplayer video game League of Legends. In a post-game Facebook conversation, the person he was chatting with called him effed up in the head. Carter responded, I'm effed up in the head, all right. I think I'm gonna shoot up a kindergarten and watch the blood of innocent rain down and eat the beating heart of one of them.
They need to look at the context of what's put online. Because if they would have, I think they would have seen that it was sarcasm.
Jack Carter says Justin was offered a plea deal that would have put him in prison for 8 years. Real consequences for a comment made in the virtual world. Miguel Marquez, CNN, New Braunfels, Texas.
Wow, an 8-year deal. Why is the parent so upset? Well, remember, the kid's been in jail almost 5 months. He's facing major felony.
Eat the hearts of one of its victims. Blood raining down.
This is pretty cool sounding stuff, you know. And you have to take a look at what the boy was playing. I guess it was a rather violent type of game or whatnot. So, is this boy, was he really intent on doing this? Going to a kindergarten? And Americans are so goddamn sensitive with stuff like this. I mean, on one hand, everyone is screaming that everyone has a right to have a gun. And on the other hand, I mean, this is just ludicrous, no? This is just ridiculous. But that's beside the point. One point is a plea deal. He refused a plea deal of 8 years in prison. Plea deals by themselves only protect the guilty. They don't help the innocent. Plea deals should be done away with altogether. What they do is they stack up as many charges as possible, whether you're guilty of them or not, and then say, hey, you know what? We're going to offer you a plea deal. We're going to take away this charge, and this charge, which you weren't guilty of to begin with. And we'll just, you know, offer you, 2 years probation, no time served. 2 years probation itself is like prison. When you're on probation, you have totally lost control, totally, of yourself, of your freedom, everything. Anyway, a threat made on the internet, a terrorist threat made on the internet is now a jailable offense, whether you meant it or not. I mean, and this is this no tolerance idea, this no tolerance policies, which have grown and grown into a monstrous thing that is uncontrollable. We've had children being kicked out of school for bringing in little Playmobil guys with guns because they have a no tolerance policy. We have people being suspended from school for just drawing a gun because we have a no tolerance policy. Zero tolerance. So is this to say that if I post something on the internet, like I'm going to come over to your house and kick your ass just as a fun thing to do? I mean, not fun, as a funny thing to do, just being sarcastic. That's a jailable offense now because we are so scared and worried. This is what they have made us become. Ratting out everybody for every little thing. One of the biggest jailable offenses in Nazi-era Germany was not contacting the authorities, the SS, and telling them about these people living next door. About not ratting out your neighbor. That was a major jailable offense. And that's what we've become. Rats. And so much for this speedy trial thing. He's been in jail for 5 months already. 16-year-old boy in jail for 5 months. You tell me, is this doing him any good? Is this punishing him for, well, for what? What needs to be done is the prosecutors who prosecute cases like these need to be held accountable. They don't care. It's no skin off their nose what they do. They don't have to pay for this. You are paying the prosecutors to prosecute a boy, a child like this. Whether they win or lose, for them to bring a case like this to court, they should be held responsible for this. The parents should be able to sue that prosecutor when, and hopefully if, that boy is found innocent of these ridiculous charges. If the boy is found innocent, that prosecutor should have to pay from his own pocket the cost of that trial. How are you going to give that boy his 6 months back and everything that is being done to him while he is in prison? Oops. Sorry, kid. Get on with your life now. The prosecutor, they need to be held responsible for this. We're held responsible for our actions, no? Unless, of course, you work for the government. Then, it's a heyday. It's a free-for-all. And what about this?
Approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified, or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Should event occur in urban areas, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
Having now reviewed the bill? Half of it's been classified. How do I review anything when I don't even know what the hell I'm signing? Oh my goodness, did you hear what that guy just said? Well, let me help you out here and clarify it just a bit.
Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of...
suspected terrorists, which would include this 16-year-old boy also.
Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including...
whatever amount we deem is necessary. Unlimited.
Dollars to prepare for a national level terrorist attack and or attack from...
Anybody? That 16-year-old boy, that was like a terrorist attack, almost, kind of, like, you know, anyone who we think. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller?
Classified with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating,
Flesh-eating? Is he talking about zombies? Oh, okay. It's probably some kind of bacterial disease, but he did say flesh-eating.
Classified and or all of the above in such event as classified spewing, classified escape.
It's like a rap song. There's so many classified things in here. It's unbelievable. I can't even keep track of it.
Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths.
Air Force units can combat classified because of their size and unworldly, godly strength? What could that be? What could that be? Do you have any suggestions? Any ideas? I'm lost at that one. Email me, thelostamerican@yahoo.com.
Should event occur in urban areas? Jesus. That's classified.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that silence? Whatever was in that classified section sounds like it really got to this individual. He really had to pause. And I think it came across like he couldn't really believe what he was reading. What could that have been? That, I find, is a bit scary.
Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions?
Body disposal actions. He's talking about something happening here. This thing. Homeland Security. They're talking about disposing of bodies here. Whose bodies could they be? Some invading force? I really highly doubt that. In fact, any other, I mean, not that I am one, but any military history professor or military history student will all tell you that you can't get an invading force here in America. We have oceans around us and cold, frozen weather above us to get any type of serious invading force here in America. The only way you could do it would be, you know, aircraft carriers, which are basically a sitting duck. But, so whose bodies are they talking about disposing of? Huh. Zombies.
Classified protected birthing centers.
I think he meant, or I think he did say classified protected birthing centers. Places where people can, or women can give birth. What? This is some Armageddon thing. A protected birthing center. This guy is speaking of the end of the world, it sounds like to me.
A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified.
A new Bill of Rights. I wonder what that is. I wonder what will be put in that. A new Bill of Rights. This guy is definitely speaking of the downfall of America. 100%. He's talking about building things up from the ground floor again. And this was passed after they carefully reviewed it with all the classified. This was passed. So it's really, I don't know. It's kind of scary to me. I really don't know. I mean, does anyone else have any insight on what these classified things were? You know, flesh-eating zombies, perhaps. I don't know, but anyway, I found that to be a bit disturbing. The only last thing I would like to talk about is what's going on in Egypt again. That I kind of mentioned it last time, but there has been some change. The military did oust the president, and let's not forget, that is not Egypt's military. That's our military. We've paid for that military. That's our military. So when the military oust the president, who's really doing it? Is it them or is it us? This would not be the first time America has formed a coup and ousted a democratically elected president. Let's not forget that. We have done it before. I think it was in 1954, 55, 56, something like that, where we, Kermit Roosevelt, created the plan and, you know, brought it to fruition, along with the help of the UK, to oust Iran's first ever democratically elected president. We did that. Because we didn't like him there. Is that what's going on in Egypt too? And one other thing. What is, maybe you can educate me. What is America, the American government, doing negotiating with the Taliban? Isn't there anyone else out there who finds that a bit confusing? After all of the hatred that was spewed about the Taliban? How much we have to get them? We got to get them. And now we're negotiating when we're not even supposed to negotiate with terrorists? So if we're not supposed to go negotiate with terrorists, then I guess the Taliban aren't terrorists. By using America's own definition, these people are not terrorists anymore. When we say they're terrorists. When we say they're not, I guess they're not. Interesting. Anyway, any comments and feedback would be highly appreciative. And any ideas for any additional or future podcasts would be great too. So, again, you can contact me at thelostamerican@yahoo.com. And there's actually a political commentary page now on Facebook where you can put in your comments and additions. So, until next time, take care.